Welcome to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com, and today we're talking about the dangers of chemicals in your tap water. Yeah, I'm not making this up. No, the Associated Press has done a study, and they're reporting today that all kinds of chemicals are found in your tap water. And this time, we're not talking about lead or mercury or pesticides or synthetic hormones or anything like that. Today, we're talking about pharmaceuticals in your water. Sounds pretty crazy, doesn't it? But it's true. Pharmaceuticals are now found in, 24 major metropolitan cities. I mean, the water supplying those cities is contaminated with pharmaceuticals. Not just one or two either, but six different pharmaceuticals so far. That's what's been found, including antidepressant medications, an anti-seizure medication, anti-inflammatory medications, painkillers, even caffeine. Yeah, there's caffeine in the water. You don't even need to drink coffee in the morning anymore. Get up, slam some tap water, and you've got your chemicals for the day. Well, that's just an exaggeration, of course. They're not found in large amounts in the water. And we're going to talk about that over the next few minutes, talk to you about the dangers of these chemicals found in the public water supply, and also reveal what you can do to protect yourself from these chemicals. So all that is coming right up. Stay tuned. All right, let's start with what's been found in the water and how it got there. That's a big question. And when I've been talking to people about this, they've asked me, hey, Mike, how did these drugs get in the water supply? Well, to understand that, you have to understand where your water comes from. Now, this might be a kind of a scary talk, actually. If you know where your water comes from, you may not want to drink it anymore. In fact, I think anyone drinking out of the tap is probably not well informed yet, but we're going to help you get informed here in the next few minutes. So here's how the water really works, right? A lot of cities take their water from the rivers. Now, this is where you get your water, and they just treat it. So whatever actually comes downstream to those cities gets put into their municipal water supplies. Now, a lot of consumers have the misconception that these cities actually remove all the dangerous chemicals and substances from the water before they put it into the pipes that go into your kitchen and your bathroom and your home. But that's not true. They don't remove everything. Sure, they remove the dirt and the sand and the leaves, but they don't even remove microorganisms and bacteria. No, that's not their job. They don't remove them. They just kill them. Their only job is to sanitize the water, so that what you get is drinkable. It won't kill you, but it's not really clean. Now, so they use chlorine for that, usually. They dump chlorine chemicals into the water. Chlorine kills the microorganisms, and then you end up drinking chlorine and dead bacteria at the tap. Kind of a scary thing, I know. I warned you, this section could be a little strange. But we haven't even gotten to the scary part yet. The scary part is that you see, the city upstream, the one that's maybe 100 miles upstream that's sending water your way, well, that city is taking all the raw sewage from all the people who live in that city, whatever's flushed down the toilet, which includes pharmaceuticals, which includes caffeine, which includes toxic chemical products, including toxic consumer products, all that stuff ultimately gets dumped into the river. Sure, it's treated first. There's some minimal treatment necessary. They're not just going to release raw sewage right into the river. To see that, you got to go to China or other countries. But in the United States, they don't just release raw sewage. They treat it, and then they take that treated sewage and they dump it into the river. That goes downstream, and it goes right into the intake valves of the next city downstream. So that city takes that same water in to their water treatment facility. And then they clean out the particles and add chlorine, and they serve that up to their citizens. So what you are drinking, if you live in a city that's downstream from any other city, you are drinking, I kid you not, recycled urine from the city upstream. I told you it would sound gross, but look, I don't hold back here on this show, okay? You're going to get the blunt information from me. This is how it really works. You're drinking recycled urine. You don't even have to go onto the space shuttle and be a NASA astronaut in order to drink recycled urine. They do that in space, of course, to conserve water. But we do the same thing right here in the United States to conserve water as well. I mean, where are these cities going to get their water? They have to get it from the river that's flowing downstream. So whatever is in that river ends up in your water. And that is how we have pharmaceuticals now being found in the water supply in scary combinations. Now, I know there are a lot of experts out there who say, well, look, the levels of these pharmaceuticals are not alarming. They're only being found in parts per trillion in some cases. Very tiny amounts. You could call them microdoses of these pharmaceuticals that can't possibly harm anybody, could it? That's what they're saying. Well, that's interesting. If you look at the history of conventional medicine and the history of the chemical industry, isn't it just one case after another of experts telling you that these chemicals are all safe? No, it couldn't possibly harm you. Mercury is perfectly safe, they used to say. Couldn't possibly harm you. Let's use it for fillings and put it in your mouth. Yeah, don't worry about it. They would say, well, lead. Lead's perfectly safe. Don't worry about that either. So they had lead gasoline. And for decades, when cars were driving around, they were putting lead into the air. And people were breathing the lead, and children were having problems. So that's why they finally came up with unleaded gasoline to get rid of the lead problem. We were told Teflon was safe, right? Now we know if you heat the Teflon pan too much, it releases fumes into the air. It'll kill parrots. Yeah, if you have a parakeet or a parrot in your house and you're cooking with Teflon and you get that pan too hot, you'll kill the bird. That's how dangerous some of these chemicals can be. And so we have a long history in this country of experts, so-called experts, telling you how safe all these various chemicals are. Don't worry about it. Oh, go ahead and take Vioxx. Take these anti-inflammatory drugs. Take these COX-2 inhibitors, they call them. And don't worry about it. You're going to be perfectly safe. Yeah, sure you are if you don't die from it. Yeah, the ones who are left alive are probably okay. But what about the ones who died? Yeah, Dr. David Graham once testified for the FDA that one drug approved by the FDA killed more Americans than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. Think about that for a minute. One pharmaceutical killed more Americans than died in the entire Vietnam War. That's over 50,000 Americans. And then the FDA turned right around and said, oh, that's not too dangerous. Not dangerous enough to ban. Let's keep selling that drug. Let's keep it approved. You see, that's the kind of attitude that we get from regulators and industry these days. There's no chemical that's too dangerous for the masses, even if it kills 50 or 60,000 Americans. You know what they say? What about all the people it helped? That's what they say. Well, it might have saved 10,000 lives, they say. You know what it really did? It saved 10,000 shareholders for those pharmaceutical companies. That's what it did. Made them rich. And of course, the people who died don't complain, do they? Yeah, so getting back to the water, now we have pharmaceuticals in the water. And of course, you're being told that it's all perfectly safe. Don't worry about it. But here's the catch. No one's ever tested these in combination. You see, they can say that one of these drugs in microdoses is perfectly safe. And they can say that another one is perfectly safe. And they can say that a third one is safe because maybe they've tested one at a time. But no one in the entire world, not in any industry, no one's ever tested what happens when you combine these drugs. What about the combination, the toxic pharmaceutical cocktail that we're now feeding, essentially, to infants, children, pregnant women, senior citizens, voters? Oh, we're feeding this intoxicating liquid now to all these people in society because it's in the water supply. What kind of impact will that have on you and your family and your friends and your community? No one knows. It's a grand experiment. No one knows what's going to happen. Do you know what that really means? It means that every time you turn on the tap and drink some water, or every time you use tap water to make soup, you know, you're cooking some soup and you fill up the pan with tap water. Every time you take a shower or a bath, you are either absorbing or swallowing trace amounts of different pharmaceuticals that you were never even given a prescription for. Isn't that interesting? I mean, if you went out to a pharmacy and you said, give me all these drugs, and I don't have a prescription, they'd look at you like you were crazy. Or if you insisted on it, they might call the police and say, that's illegal. You can't have these drugs without a prescription. But you can go home and turn on the tap and get all those drugs without a prescription. In fact, without any kind of medical examination whatsoever. And that's the scary part. Why are we now dosing tens of millions of Americans with these pharmaceuticals when these have never been prescribed to those people? They don't need these medicines. In fact, the medicines might harm them. I mean, if you give these dangerous pharmaceuticals to someone who doesn't have a need for them, they're going to be harmed, right? The side effects kick in. But again, the critics are saying, don't worry, these drugs are only present in very small amounts. But that's when we started talking about, what about the combination? What happens in humans when you combine all of these drugs in trace amounts, microdoses, and you just let them keep consuming this, especially the infants, the children, and the expectant mothers? What happens? Well, the truth is, it's a grand medical experiment now being played out on the American people. And it's being done without their consent. You didn't volunteer for this medical experiment. You were volunteered through no fault of your own. Yeah, that's right. You're subjected to this without any consent on your part. And that is part of the crime here, I believe. Now, normally, who's responsible for keeping our water safe? The Environmental Protection Agency, right? The EPA is supposed to regulate these dangerous chemicals. They're supposed to say, you got to keep lead out of the water, and there's only a certain tolerable level of chlorine or mercury or cadmium or other pollutants. Well, guess what they're saying about these trace levels of pharmaceuticals in the water? Guess what they're saying now? Doesn't matter. They say, don't worry about it. We're not going to regulate it. There's no guideline. There's no limit. They've said essentially nothing. I think technically they've said some things like, oh, we might be concerned about this. But they've done nothing. No action. Just talk. That's disturbing, because when we look at what happens downstream to the other living organisms that are impacted by the runoff from modern civilization, we see some very alarming things happening. For example, the amphibians, you know, the frogs downstream. Some of those frogs are now growing dual sex organs. They're part male and part female, and they can't reproduce, not surprisingly. This is a problem. What if our next generation of children, because they're consuming this water and they're being exposed to toxic levels of these pharmaceutical chemicals, what if they begin to have infertility problems? What if they have disfigured sex organs like we've seen in the amphibians downstream? Is that a possibility? Of course it is. We already see it happening to other animals downstream. We have dead zones in the oceans now. Everywhere that a river empties out of North America and goes into the ocean, like in the Gulf of Mexico, for example, it's a dead zone. Fish can't even live there. There's no life except, of course, algal blooms, which are large populations of algae, right? They can live there, but everything else is killed. Everything else can't survive. A lot of that is agricultural runoff, but it's probably also at least partially due to the pharmaceutical runoff that we're now talking about, the pharmaceutical pollution. And you know why we have this problem now, anyway? It's because big pharma, that means all the pharmaceutical corporations, they are selling, they're pushing their pills onto everybody for conditions that make no sense. I mean, they're inventing diseases just so they could sell pills to people. They really are. All these conditions like, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. You know, they're trying to diagnose all these kids with ADHD so they can put them on drugs. And you know what drugs those are? Those are amphetamines. They used to be called speed when you could buy them on the street when they were illegal street drugs. Now they're being prescribed to children. And of course, the kids are taking those drugs, and when they go home and they use the restroom and they flush the toilet, trace amounts of those drugs go right into the water supply, and they go downstream. And that's what's contaminating the next city down the line. That's where this is coming from. We are a nation of over-drugged people. And the drug companies are trying to push more pills onto us all the time. They're trying to tell us we're all diseased. They even say that being pregnant is a disease. They say that having a cholesterol number that's too far off of their number is a disease. Hogwash. That's nonsense. Scientific nonsense. I know people with high cholesterol numbers who are perfectly healthy. They're athletic. They eat right. They just have high cholesterol because that's a difference in their genetics, a difference in their biochemistry. The drug companies are trying to say those people are diseased, trying to say that you're diseased. They'll find something wrong with you. Trust me. You go in and have a lab test done, and a bunch of numbers they read out on a piece of paper for you, they'll find one number or more that they say is a disease. Yeah, your blood sugar is too high, your blood pressure is too high, your blood cholesterol is too high. Oh, do you feel lonely? Do you feel shy? Do you ever miss someone? You must be depressed. You must need an antidepressant. Here, take these pills. They're happy pills. They'll make you happy. Keep taking them. Keep flushing them down the toilet. Let the people downstream drink them after you. That's what they're saying, and that's what's happening in this country now. We have a country that is intoxicated, a country that is polluted with so many medications that it's now in the water. It's now to the point where if you water your lawn, you're actually putting pharmaceuticals on your grass. It's true. I mean, it's to the point where if you're a farmer and you're watering your cattle and your chickens and your pigs, you're actually giving them microdoses of pharmaceuticals. This makes no sense. Hasn't someone noticed that this has all gone too far? You know, there's really no need in human biology for all of these pharmaceuticals. We weren't born with a deficiency in pharmaceutical chemicals. That's what the drug companies want us to believe, that from the moment we're born, we need more drugs. And you're supposed to take more drugs as a child, and then as a teenager, and then as an adult, and then as a senior citizen. And the only time you're allowed to stop taking pharmaceuticals is when you die. Even if you die from taking the pharmaceuticals, by the way. That's what they've sold to us. It's a huge scam, but they've sold it to us, and many people have bought into it. That's why our water is polluted. You might be consuming pharmaceuticals right now, even without your consent, just by drinking the water. So what can you do to protect yourself? Okay, the first suggestion is don't drink tap water. Now, I hope you're not drinking tap water anyway, because there are other scary things in there beyond pharmaceuticals. I mean, you know, those pipes are for delivering dishwater, okay? In my opinion, dishwater, maybe bath water, certainly toilet water, but not drinking water. If you want to drink some water, you should be drinking water that is filtered, and we'll talk about filtration, or distilled, or you should get water that's actually from a natural source, like spring water. Now, don't be fooled into buying Dasani and Aquafina. Those are bottled water products that are actually made by Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Yeah, they got into the water business too, because it's profitable. But you know what they use for their water source? It's actually written right on the bottle. Tap water. Hard to believe, isn't it? Dasani and Aquafina, made by Coca-Cola and Pepsi, are made from tap water. Yep. You just turn on the tap, and you get the same water that they use. Of course, they filter it, and they add some additional minerals into it, and they bottle it, and they slap a nice plastic color label on the bottle, and they hike up the price about 10,000% over the cost of the water. So it looks a lot nicer, but it's still based on tap water, which could mean, by the way, and I don't know this for sure, but it could mean that those bottled waters still contain trace levels of the very pharmaceuticals that we're talking about being pollutants. It's possible. I don't know for sure. I'd be interested to find that out. If I find it out, I'll share it with you here on the show. But if they're using tap water, it makes sense that we should be reasonably concerned about the possible contamination of those bottled water products with the trace amounts of pharmaceuticals that the Associated Press has already found in the municipal water supplies. Right? That all makes sense. Also, by the way, Coca-Cola and Pepsi and lots of other soft drink companies, they use tap water in their bottling facilities. So you could be drinking a can of soda that's made with water and high fructose corn syrup and phosphoric acid and all these other ingredients. And guess what? That beverage could be made from the same tap water that's contaminated with pharmaceuticals too. In fact, you could be drinking a beer, and that beer could be made from the same contaminated water. So you gotta be very careful about what you're drinking these days. You don't know what's in it. And these companies, by the way, are not even testing for the presence of pharmaceuticals in the water. They're not even testing for it, according to a statement that was published by the Associated Press. You know why they're not testing for it? Because they don't want to see it. First of all, they think the levels are too low to be of any concern. Secondly, if they don't test for it, then they can't discover that it's there. I mean, why bother? Until this becomes a bigger problem and there's more pressure from the public or from investors, they're not going to waste their time sounding the alarm on what may or may not be in their water. So step one, don't drink tap water. Step two, if you want to drink tap water, filter it first. Now, I know that buying bottled water for drinking purposes is very expensive if it's natural water, like spring water from a natural source. That can get very pricey. You know, it's a couple bucks a bottle. And if you're drinking that every day, you're going to burn through some cash. So it's a lot more economical to use a water filtration system. Now, there are lots of different water filters on the market. There's one I like called Aquasana. You can check that out online. By the way, don't forget to go to the website where I'm the editor. It's called naturalnews.com, and you can actually research some of these issues. Just type in the search box. You were searching for water filters or water contamination or any of these other topics, and you get a whole slew of articles on that subject. So be sure to use that resource. It's all free, by the way, so you can check that out online at naturalnews.com. But Aquasana is a brand that I like. There are other brands that you can buy at stores. You know, there are consumer-level products that you can just screw onto your kitchen faucet. And those help. They definitely remove a lot of contaminants. The thing is, I don't know for sure whether they remove all the pharmaceuticals or not. I mean, we know they remove mercury and they remove lead and lots of other contaminants, but those are heavy metals. Those have a completely different chemical composition from pharmaceuticals. So I'm not sure that they're going to be a total solution for you. I'm going to find out, by the way. We're going to have someone from Aquasana on this show, and we're going to get answers on this, share them with you, so that you can make an informed decision about the best way to protect you and your family from these dangerous pharmaceutical pollutants now found in the water. But until we know all the facts, one thing we do know for sure, this is basic common sense, we know that filtered water is going to be cleaner than non-filtered water. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out, right? Filtered is better. So get yourself a water filter. Even if it's not a super high-end one that you can afford is better than one that you can't afford and you don't have. So get what you can afford, put it in place, and start protecting yourself. A lot of people ask me, hey, Mike, should I get a shower filter too? And I say, yes, you should definitely get a shower filter because the water coming out of your shower is hot, right? And heat opens up the pores in your skin. And that allows your skin to absorb all the chemicals coming out of that shower faucet. So whatever is in that water is getting absorbed into your skin and going into your bloodstream. And guess what's in the water in most places? Chlorine. And chlorine is linked to bladder cancer. Yeah, that's one more reason you shouldn't go swimming in pools that are treated with chlorine, by the way. It's linked to an increase in bladder cancer. Chlorine's a poison. That's how it works. That's how it actually kills microorganisms, because it poisons them. It kills them. And it's not very good for human biology either. So if you're showering, then you're getting doses of chlorine in your skin and in your blood. And the best way to protect yourself from that is to get yourself a shower filter. And again, I'm not pushing any particular brand, and I don't own stock in any water filter companies or anything like that. Just do your research and find a good quality filter and put it in place. I'm interested in you protecting your health, protecting your family. I don't want to see any of you get bladder cancer from the dangerous chlorine that's found in the water supply. And by protecting yourself using that filter, by the way, you may at the same time be protecting yourself against the pharmaceuticals that are now found in the water. And actually a lot of other chemicals too. So I definitely shower with a shower filter, and I think you should too. Get that one and put it into place. Now, with that discussion, a lot of people might ask, well, what's the real risk? Is there really a risk here? I mean, are these drugs really dangerous in these levels? We don't know, do we? Or some critics might say, hey, Mike, you know, you're scaring people for no reason. No one really knows if there's any risk. Well, that's my point. That's exactly my point. No one knows. The risk is entirely unknown. No one's ever done the research. There's no scientific data on this. No one can tell you that it's safe, can they? Not a single person. There's no scientist, there's no doctor, there's no expert, there's no government regulator who can tell you that all these chemicals in your water in combination are perfectly safe for your health. They can't say that unless, of course, they're just lying to you, which they're probably very likely to do. A lot of people seem to do that for a living. They love to lie to you about the safety of their dangerous chemicals. But I'm here to tell you, it's an unknown risk. And shouldn't we as consumers, shouldn't we avoid unknown risks? If possible, shouldn't we reduce our exposure to those risks? You should be skeptical and not trust what the corporations are trying to tell you. Don't trust what the government's trying to tell you either. The regulators are corrupt. And we'll talk about that in upcoming shows. I'll prove to you how the FDA is corrupt and, in fact, in my opinion, criminal in its negligence. How the USDA is corrupt and even criminal when it comes to issues like mad cow disease. And today we're talking about the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and how it is negligent in protecting consumers from dangerous chemicals found in the water supply. Now, there are lots of people who go around society and they just believe whatever the authorities tell them. Those people, I'm sorry to say, are foolishly behaving. They do not know how much these corporations and these government regulators are working to exploit them and disinform them. That's right. A lot of consumers are actually disinformed. They're told exactly the opposite of what's true. When a chemical is dangerous and might kill them, they're told that it's perfectly safe and they should eat all they want. You know, when the economy is falling and the housing bubble is crashing and the future of the U.S. dollar is at risk, people are told, don't worry about it. Put all your savings in dollars. Buy now. It's the same scam. So government regulators and corporations are so often in the business of misinforming consumers. And I consider myself a spokesperson for countering that, for speaking out for the people and in support of the people to show the people how they can be skeptical, well-informed consumers on a variety of issues. And of course, we focus on health, natural health, health freedom. So thanks for continuing to listen. And I promise to do my best to keep bringing you valuable information that you can use to protect your health. Now, let's continue with this unknown risk situation here. When you have a lot of pharmaceuticals in the water supply, as have now been discovered, and you've got them in combination, a lot of regulators say, don't worry, it's an unknown risk. No one knows. It's never been proven dangerous. Well, I have a question for you. Do you drive around at night in your car with your headlights off? Because that's an unknown risk too. I mean, do you really drive around a corner on a tall cliff where there's a large drop-off with your headlights off because you like unknown risks? Of course not. But that's what they're telling you to do. They're telling you, go ahead and drink this, eat that, put this on your skin, use that, take these drugs, take these pharmaceuticals, take this radiation, take this chemotherapy. They're telling you to do all these things, and they're saying, don't worry, it's never been proven dangerous. That's what they're saying. It's like driving around with your headlights off. I think that's foolish. I think if you're going to navigate in this world, whether you're navigating the roads at night or navigating your own health journey, whatever you're navigating, you should do it with your headlights on. You should be informed. You should have all the information possible to make the best decision about how to enhance your health, how to reduce your exposure to toxic chemicals. And that's what we are talking about here, exposure to toxic chemicals. Now, it's only common sense that if the human species, the human race, were actually designed to drink pure water, you know, rainwater, water that was not contaminated with toxic chemicals, water that was pure and natural and maybe had just a few natural minerals in it because these came from the rocks in the streams and the rivers through which the water flowed. If that's what humans are supposed to drink, then anything that deviates from that probably isn't good for you, right? So if you take pure water and you start putting toxic chemicals in it, it makes common sense that it becomes less and less healthy, right? So if you start putting mercury or lead or cadmium or radiation, or if you start putting some kind of solvent in it or PCBs or pesticides, then it's probably not as good for you as the pure water. So it only makes sense that if you find pharmaceuticals in the water, that it's probably not as good for you as the pure water. The question is, well, how much? How bad is it exactly? And again, no one knows the answer to that. So the EPA says, since we don't know, we'll say it's fine. Where have you heard this before? You've heard this from the FDA, right? On issues like aspartame, the artificial chemical sweetener in diet sodas. They say, well, we don't really have any data that aspartame is dangerous. Actually, they do. They just kind of swept it under the rug. They're just not really looking at that data. They have it. But they're claiming we don't really have the data, therefore it must be safe. This is amazing logic. I mean, if you demonstrated this kind of logic in a 10th grade math class, you'd get an F. But the FDA applies this logic to the entire population. Don't worry, the FDA is in charge and they're here to protect you. Yeah, just like the EPA when it comes to your water. Don't worry, these chemicals are fine. So what can you do now to make a difference, to help resolve this issue, help protect not only your family, but also your fellow human beings against this pollution? What can you do? I think you can call your representatives at the state level, at the federal level. You can call them up and you can express your displeasure with this whole thing. Say, I'm not happy about the fact that there are pharmaceuticals in my water. That's a pretty reasonable statement, don't you think? And maybe they'll start to look into it. If enough people call, they'll start to look into it. So do that. Let your voice be heard. Don't sit around and just let these companies put chemicals in the water without any kind of response from the public. You know, we have to stand up for these things. We have to fight back. We have to shout out our truth and say, hey, we deserve to have clean water, not water that's contaminated with pharmaceuticals. Take that stuff out or stop putting it in the water in the first place. We're going to do a whole show on fluoride later. We'll talk about one other thing they're putting into the water supply that's dangerous. Fluoride, crazy stuff. It's not even natural fluoride, by the way. It's a synthetic chemical. It's a byproduct of the pesticide and fertilizer industries. And they put that into the water on purpose. It's incredible what they do. The next thing you can do is you can call your local water treatment facility and you can demand that they run tests and inform you about what they find in the water. And if their test is finding that there's pharmaceuticals in their water, then you should request that they find a way to take those pharmaceuticals out. Find a way to give you cleaner water. You're paying for the water after all. Shouldn't it be clean? So you can apply pressure as a consumer. You can do all these things, and you can also spread the word. Talk to others about this issue. Say, hey, did you know you shouldn't drink out of the tap because there are pharmaceuticals in the tap water? Did you know that? Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers. Make sure people are aware of this issue and how important it is to avoid tap water now. It's amazing what they're doing to our water in this country. You see, it's not just the pharmaceuticals, it's also the fluoride, it's also the other things that they allow in the water supply. The EPA says, oh yeah, you can have these levels of these contaminants in the water, and it's all perfectly safe. It reminds me of the fact that the water supply is considered a target for terrorism. I mean, they've said this in Washington, that the terrorists could dump poison into the water supply, and they could poison tens of millions of people very easily that way. And I think, why would they bother? America has already poisoned the water supply with pharmaceuticals and fluoride and other chemicals like chlorine. I mean, we are poisoning ourselves. It's the corporations that are the chemical terrorists of our water supply. They don't even They don't even need terrorists from anywhere else to harm Americans. We're already being harmed by our own companies, by our own failed regulators. We are being harmed right now. And you've got to stand up. Join me and join others. Check out naturalnews.com. We're going to do some more reporting on this. Join us in standing up and demanding cleaner water, demanding that the EPA regulate pharmaceuticals as environmental pollutants. That's the only way we're going to be able to take control of this issue and protect ourselves, protect our children from these dangerous chemicals now found in the water supply. So thanks for listening on this show, and stay tuned. We're going to have some interesting issues coming up to help you be empowered and safe and healthy and protected against what these corporations and government officials are trying to do to you. Yeah, stay informed. That's how you protect yourself. Talk to you then.